Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sanspants Radio. I'll admit I don't know when butter goes off.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed, when I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Sanspants Radio is part of Melbourne Fringe this year, and along with some of our other shows, we're going to be doing a live D&D's for Nerds for one night only before we chuff on off to the UK. Just head on over to melbournefringe.com.au to grab your tickets. D&D is on the 23rd of September, and check out sanspantsradio.com/live for the dates and times of our other shows. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to Chapter 15 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D's for Nerds adventure. Beforehand,
Fab could punch through like 9 orcs earlier in this adventure. I could punch through like 15 halflings.
I feel like, yeah, like there's like 2, maybe 3 halflings to an orc.
The weapon in the bag, does that require complicated setup?
It's a gnomish device, so you imagine, yeah. There are 430 quadrillion, 804 trillion, 206 billion, 899,405,824 different combinations it could be.
The idea of the two of you dying and me just opening the vault is real quick.
Grabbing like 3 bags, alright.
Can I use my get out of jail free card? That's killing you.
You're just killing me. I did give you a get out of jail free card.
Should have used it earlier.
You know where we live. He ducks around the corner.
Fucking gotcha.
They said they have your wife.
I just got chills. My whole body just went cold and numb.
The door to your house has just been caved open. You know immediately something awful has happened. With Periwinkle's family kidnapped and the gnomish weapon gone, you are going to see Little Loaf for help.
You message boy, I want you to send this letter. I want to make sure it goes into Papa Shawfoot's hands. I want you to watch him read it and then come back and tell me what he says.
The runner looks down at the letter, looks up at you and says, I'll try, but I don't know if I'll be allowed to see Papa Shawfoot.
Try real hard. Basically, the contents of the letter, I can tell you what it says. Just, it's Liam Neeson's speech from Taken.
All right, then.
Yeah, anyway.
They're going to get a bit confused by that.
Oh, no, but it says wife. And it doesn't say anything about, like, let her go. It's just, I'm going to... It's literally just the bit that says, I will find you and I will kill you.
All right, the runner leaves. As he exits the door, he passes by Captain Tolton.
Tolton.
Captain Tolton is, like, in a bad way. He's half of his armor has been, like, his fancy, like, nice-looking armor is not so fancy and nice-looking anymore. A massive sigil that was blazed on his front is half warped and torn away. Part of his face looks like burnt, horrifically burnt, like the lower right-hand side of it. And he looks, like, tired, very incredibly tired. As he marches through the building, people, like, part, like he's parting the sea before him. And he spots you. He turns around and starts making a beeline toward you.
Beeline. Funny, because I like bees. I just stand there and let him come.
He stops before you, and when he gets up to you, you notice that he's got a bit of a limp and he's cradling one of his arms. Underneath the metal of his gauntlets and pauldron, you can see twisted and blackened flesh.
He looks like he's been burnt.
He got dragon pretty good. Oh, man.
Captain Tolton.
Periwinkle.
What happened?
I was about to ask you the same question.
Surefoots have my wife, and they have the weapon.
He turns to like a wooden post in the building and just punches it once solidly.
Yeah. But it's okay because there's a real complicated. I don't know this. Never mind.
you don't know the complicated thing. I don't know anything.
I just know they got the weapon.
I don't know if they're going to be able to open it. There's a gnomish lock on it. It looks complicated, but they've got it.
I'm going to send a runner to the gnomes. It's time we made peace.
That's a good idea.
I need you to know something, Captain.
Hmm?
What I do next is not going to be peace.
But, like, gnomes are cool.
No, not with the gnomes. Gnomes are good. Just with the Surefoots.
As acting commander of the town militia and leader now, I should say, after he has turned upon his own people, leader of Jaren's outpost, you have my full permission to wage war.
Good.
My eyes light up.
Get off the reservation, friend.
Captain O'Rourke.
Yes, sir.
Gather what you need. I'll be with you shortly. He marches off.
Can I be made an honorary officer? Never mind.
Forget this anything.
It's fine. It's stupid.
Oh,
it's stupid.
Before he, like, leaves, he turns around. I think you should know. He's a dragon. Damien Eaton. He's a dragon.
Twist!
Excuse me?
Sir.
Eaton leaves. In the vault!
Yes!
Oh, yeah.
I guess we're off getting ready now.
Yeah.
Fuckface, what's your name?
Greg Pierce.
It's a pleasure.
You come too. You're awoken by the sounds of thunk, 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 thunk. The gears and mechanisms on the inside of the door are slowly unlocking.
I quickly stand up and try not to look like I was just unconscious. Like,
he
in those seconds,
no
I get up and just lean up against the wall.
Except for a blanket. You straighten out your hair as best you can. Lean up against the...
Fix my eyebrows.
Lean up against the door. Maybe, like, pull your tunic so that it's sitting right.
Yep.
The door slowly swings open, and you... See, for the first time ever, a man you've really only heard about, Damien Eaton, is two things.
Wild, a dragon, secretly.
Wild-eyed and as nude as the day he was born.
Have, like, a moment of shock. Compose myself.
Bigger than I thought it would be.
Not what I expected. Be like, Damien Eaton, you've been robbed.
Damien Eaton steps inside the vault, and by the light, the magical light in the vault, you can see that he is drenched in gore.
Look him up and down, say nothing.
He also says nothing. He moves around the vault, and he starts touching the walls. As he touches the walls, they start to material. You know those, like, in a bank vault, you got all those, like, little safety deposit boxes. When he touches them, they reveal themselves.
Or maybe you haven't.
He starts opening them and looking through them. What did you take? He says, very calmly.
I took nothing. Originally, I'll admit I was here to take something, but the wonderful
Stop your babbling!
Right, fair. No, I took nothing, but I can tell you who did take it. The Shorefoots.
You don't know that.
Oh, I don't. All right, I can tell who did take it.
He whips around.
Who?
Little halfling fella, Leo Shadow.
Oh.
And an orc by the name of Periwinkle O'Rourke. He's a guard.
Leo Shadow?
Yeah, Leo
I
Shadow.
I know the orc.
Leo Shadow. Shadow? I don't know, little halfling. Bleeding art. I can give you like a rough description. I don't really know who he's affiliated with, but yeah. I've got secrets on everyone else if you want.
Yes.
Excellent. I do ask something in return. That's fair, right? Quid for quid?
He takes a step forward. Well, of course.
I'd like my soul.
Granted. What information do you have?
I'd like to divulge everything I know about every group I'm affiliated with.
This is the most great
everything about
ever.
The Little O family, everything about the Quiet Knives, everything about the Shorefoots, however much I know about them, everything about the guards, everything about the Sabers, everything about the Blood Cult. Am I missing anyone?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
You're missing an eye.
God. Yeah, you would have wanted to be like, oh, fuck.
Well, they did me one kindness, I guess.
Well, I suppose as long as we're trading things and I'm giving your soul back, maybe it's my turn to take something.
Right.
How attached are you to your shadow? Back to...
Not terribly.
Also, quick question. Did we end up taking his loot, or did the one of the Thursdays drop
it? We've got everything. No, the Thursday that lived has the loot.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He literally has nothing but a blanket.
Fantastic.
I'm actually just joking. We're not leaving. So, Piers, with one hand, pushes you up against the wall. You maybe try to struggle, but it doesn't feel so much like a man is pushing you up against the wall. It so much feels like just a force is pushing you
like
up against.
Like a large, scaly reptilian.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, he does that, and with his other hand, he puts it onto your shadow. Oh. You feel something very wrong. Like pulling down like a shower curtain or something like that. Ping, 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 ping. He tears your shadow off and throws it aside where it slowly coalesces into a shadow you.
Right.
No shadow, no soul.
One of the worst things that happened to me.
Ill as fuck.
Did he give you your soul back?
Yeah, about the soul eaten. Oh, is this one of those things where I think we have a deal, but I was totally wrong.
Oh, you get your soul back. It's fine.
That's good to hear.
Now, so long as I have your shadow and we're asking for things, what did you want? It's your turn.
Well, you could help me take care of the Sabers.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
Maybe. They've got a lot of stuff on me.
Right, now it's my turn.
Oh, right, I see how this is going.
You, until I get my weapon back, work for me.
Yeah, oh, but I figured that was happening.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
then I'll ask for something else.
Ah, goddammit. Come on, Piss.
Well, I'll think about it and then we'll get back to you. So, how are you going to get it back for me?
The weapon?
Yes.
Well, I have to admit, burnt quite a few bridges. Take it by force could be an option. Steal it. I'm alright at stealing.
Where would they keep it?
Well, I suppose the guards' headquarters would have some kind of evidence locker, you know? Something like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
Could sneak in. Okay. Yeah.
You can do that, can't you?
Probably. Yeah. With a bit of help, yeah.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Get to it, then.
All right, then. It's been a pleasure.
It has. Oh, and don't forget, I have your shadow. He starts choking your shadow.
Yeah, right, of course.
Goodbye. He lets go.
So long.
So if you didn't, if it didn't come across, he's mad, like an actual nut job.
Yeah, no, I assumed.
Right.
But hey, look, I'm gonna get my soul back, and maybe the same.
He's not coming after if it's just fucking Greg Pierce with a blanket.
Greg Pierce with a blanket is the most dangerous kind of Greg Pierce. The more you take from Greg Pierce, the better he survives.
Can I just say, it's not incorrect. You've lost fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Some internal organs,
A couple of internal organs.
Your lungs, an eye.
My shadow.
Your shadow, your soul.
Mm-hmm.
All of your worldly possessions.
Dignity.
Should have left him naked. That would have been funny.
That would have been especially funny because Eaton was naked.
Oh, it's a naked party.
That would have been great because I could have looked down at my presumably enormous dong.
His dragon
They're
dong.
Touching.
Also
Oh, that'd be a funny scene if he like gets right up close and you're like, it's touching, it's touching, it's touching.
There it is. All right.
I try and seduce him.
Really? That was like it was like a 50-50 whether I try and seduce Eaton. That's fine. I'll start heading to the guards tower. Guard HQ then.
All right, cool. So now we actually will jump back to you guys.
Yep.
Oh, incidentally, before he sends you on your way, he heals you back to full hit points.
Ah, thank you, Eaton. Ooh, good man.
So he's strong. Greg pisses.
He's the tank.
You know what? For good measure, he repairs your con damage.
Ah, what a hero. I mean, forgot I even had con damage. Can he give you my eye back?
No.
Okay, and I don't want to start bargaining again.
Yeah, he's like...
I don't even ask for
it. He's like, would you like anything else?
No.
No, I do not.
Well, I would. No. I'm going to take that magnificent dong
of
yours.
I just want to take an ear for the hit points.
Fine. You can. That's fine.
Actually, you know what? He takes a couple teeth.
That's fine.
Just three teeth.
Good.
Right. Excellent.
Good. I'm going to make a necklace out of these, he says.
It would be lovely.
He's a nice boy.
He opens one of the drawers and just drops them in that and closes it.
Good to know.
On your way. So,
yes.
Captain Periwinkle and Leo.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Do we have to get the requisite troops together and equipment, heal ourselves up, and then fuck up the shore for
and us. Then go to Little Lowe's. Can I also have a quick squiz? What was in the red buckle bag and the blue other bag?
Oh, yeah. We got those back because they threw them back at us because they were like,
no.
Yeah, they didn't leave them. You guys collect them.
Also, I just want it to be known that I'm now wearing Greg Piss's former Cloak of Resistance +3.
I'll have to
and his Ring of Protection +1.
What? It's a Ring of Protection +1.
Is there anything I could take from Greg Piss?
Is my +1. Oh, yeah, here, man, take my...
There's some caltrops there if you want. Go nuts.
I assume I just have the blanket.
I just want the magical stuff.
Yeah, you know, another plan I had, so because you left me with that, I assume maybe that was stuff you didn't take. So I have a blank spell book, I have a hunk of meat, and I have holy water. And I was like, if I pour the holy water on the hunk of meat, that'll wet the meat. And then I open my spell book and start slamming the meat down on every page. It might look like arcane symbols. Make it a better book to, make the lie seem more convincing.
Yeah, I don't actually want any of these things.
Take the hunk of meat. It's good.
The Cloak of Resistance +what?
+3.
+3? All right.
Cheers.
Oh, we also stole these weapons.
Yeah.
I don't have any weapons. I just have the loot.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, I know.
You get that loot.
Yeah, I might take the loot off Thursday.
Yeah, it's a loot of keen plus something.
Yeah, it's armored loot of keen. So it's...
Thursday, I don't need it anymore. I'm going to war.
What does keen mean?
I think it's sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Keen means it's more likely to score a critical hit.
Yeah.
Oakley doakley. So you're saving throws.
I hope we have a fight with Greg Piss. And you can just smack him with his own loot.
That'd be pretty good.
I'm going to swap the loot for the billy club that I had.
All right. So your armor class goes up from the Ring of Protection, and your saving throws go up from the Cloak of Resistance.
Oh, sweet.
Can we go get some healing? And,
get some healing.
Healed up.
And open those two baggies.
You open them up and search through them as you're on your way, presumably, to the temple.
Are they back? And then I'm assuming they're bags of holding?
They both contain...
We didn't have to rally any troops. Captain was going to do it and meet us at Shorefoots, I figure. That was the plan.
No exact plan was made, but you assume that you're going to be meeting him back here after he's ready.
Yeah, he'll send word when he's ready.
Because we're going to talk a little lows and see what we can do, starting in, like, you know...
Little something. Gang war.
It's a little gang war. It's a little hint of gang war. It's a little Soussaint. Gang war.
Yeah.
Squidgen.
You could send a message to your gnome girl, tell them the Shorefoots have the weapon.
I need to know if she's alive. Actually, wait. Yeah, that'll be our second stop. We'll go Little O's, gnomes, and then
Well, no. Captain was going to take care of the gnomes.
Yeah, but he needs to find out if his girlfriend's alive.
Yeah.
Maybe they have your girlfriend with
the
wife.
Maybe. And I also assume I have, like, do I have meat pies, like collar or something? I got to put that with the rest of the dead familiar collars. Mm. I assume I'm not very good at keeping familiars alive.
No,
it's just one of those... It's like something in the world is like, Leo, you should not be a wizard.
You're not doing it wrong.
Stop it.
Do you need to get a new familiar?
Is it
worth
it?
Do you want one of my bees?
I can have like a rat.
A rat that isn't a familiar but is just on your person.
I've got to work at how many bees I've got left.
I think it takes 24 hours.
I've lost my big bee.
Do something.
And I've lost two small bees and one medium bee.
You find 1,000, between the two of them, you find 1,200 gold coins.
They'll be good for something. It was like 600 each.
Yeah, if you want to do that.
All right.
I think we both just crossed out 1,200. We both assumed it was for me.
Yeah, they did say between both of us, but that actually doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, so 600 gold. Also, I'm assuming you get a bag of holding and I get a bag of holding.
What? Hey.
That's good.
Put the loot in there.
Put everything in the bag of holding.
That's a good of a bag of holding.
Mm.
You find a solid gold idol weighing 10 pounds.
Whoa, nice.
The idol is of Damien Eaton himself.
Cool. So a gold idol...
Is it Naked Eaton?
Of Eaton?
No, he's wearing clothes.
Naked Eaton's it's a rare variant.
I guess we just melt this down.
A small masterpiece portrait in a gold frame inlaid with opal. The portrait is of a dragon. Big black dragon.
D-E again.
I'm guessing also Damien Eaton.
Yeah.
Just a hunch.
Spoiler alert, they're all Damien Eaton. The bags are Damien Eaton as well.
I think he's got a bit of an egomaniac.
An eagle maniac?
Yes.
You find a pellet filled with like a golden liquid.
Ooh. Drink it. Just to see. What if it's just gold?
What? A little vial of oil. When you open it up, it smells like a little fragrant. It looks like oil that you might apply to a weapon.
Ooh. I'll be applying that to my weapons.
Can I apply some of that oil to these bad
it's
boys?
It's a one go only.
All right.
Hmm. Do you want it on your weapon, or should I put it on the gauntlets?
Probably on my weapon, because it does a bit more precision.
I could punch through 18 people at once.
Yeah, but that you don't. So I'm saying you don't need it. I can't do that. Your weapon's already so big and mighty. Mine's very small.
Such a manipulative little bitch.
You see, you can have the gold liquid.
Oh god.
Oh, it tastes awful. It tastes like I'm a dragon now. Hey, beautiful. Is it dragon potion? Does it make me a dragon?
It does not.
What is it?
Do we know anything about this gold liquid?
Give it a sniff. Actually, no, I don't know. It's a daylight pellet. You've both seen it before. So when you crack it open, when the liquid is exposed to air, it flares with the brightness of the sun, basically. It doesn't cause any heat, but...
It's like a flashbang grenade.
It'll fuck up drow and vampires, I think.
Yeah, basically, it's anti-drow vampire thing.
Cool.
You find a potion. The potion is highs or lows?
Highs?
Labeled. It's resist energy acid. So when you drink this potion, you will resist acid damage for a period.
I'll give that to you.
All right, that'll be good.
Yep, I'm assuming the black dragon is acid, yes? No, I don't even know, actually.
One would have to assume.
Yeah. Weird that he has it, you know?
To resist himself.
Yeah.
He collected all of the resist energy acid.
And a scroll. The scroll would actually just be labeled, yeah. It's a scroll of true seeing. So when you cast it, you can see someone's true form. Not like, I see Greg Pierce is actually an awful human being. It's more like if someone is magically concealing themselves.
So it's like, oh, a dragon.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool. You can keep that.
All right.
I have no use for anything that does magic.
Fair enough. You can have the resist acid potion. Do I know what the vial of oil does?
Oh,
can I have a bit of like a squeeze? What is
this? It's bless weapon. So when you apply it to a weapon, the weapon becomes temporarily charged with holy energy.
Okay.
And does a little bit extra damage.
Let's see here. So he's got...
I'll take the gold liquid
But he's got anti-like vampire stuff, pictures of himself, and then things that hurt him.
He's a complicated man.
Look, he's got layers.
That's some weird stuff there. Anyway.
If I was like weak to something, I would lock it away in a vault.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's like Superman keeping all the kryptonite.
But like an anti-vampire kit?
His greatest weakness and fear...
Vampires.
...is vampires.
And they'll get you.
And then a portrait of himself.
He likes himself.
Just to remind... He's egomaniacal.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Egotistical?
No.
Egomaniacal?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. He's maniacally...
Anyway. all right, cool. So we've got stuff.
Yep, let's try and heal first, maybe? Where do we heal? How can we heal?
You can go to the temple, although if they aren't busy, you'll eat your hat.
Oh, fair. 600... Okay, how much gold can we get? Like one big downer of... Cure health.
Oh,
cure health.
Kill.
You'd go to the temple for that as well. They might be like out of stock of that as well.
Nah, shit.
You can go check.
Let's go to Little O. Maybe they got some stock, some supplies.
Would Little O be able to heal us if we bought something off him?
You'd be surprised if the halfling families didn't keep at least some
stock. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah,
we'll go do that.
We'll go to Little O.
All right, we'll go check out Little O, and then we'll wait for Little Captain Tolton to Commander Tolton.
Little O, gnomes, and then we can see what we go. Yeah.
You're Captain O'Rourke now. That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right, Captain.
The Captain, my Captain.
Mm.
All right, we'll go see Little O.
All right. You go to the Halfling families. The Halfling district is, like, in complete disarray. The entire place is, not the entire place is ablaze, but, like, there are fires going on everywhere. It looks like the dragon came through here and was not kind. There are, like, buildings knocked over. There are massive, like, paw prints in the ground.
Mm.
There's a lot of dead. Halflings are going around piling people up on the streets.
This is not good. This is not good.
Is there anyone that needs help immediately?
Yes. I mean, there's a lot of bodies to stack, and also people are taking apart the rubble to look for survivors.
Is there anything that we can do that
you could help look for survivors?
You go to Little O. I'll clean this shit up because you're a little man.
Okay.
Hey. I'm going to help clean up rubble.
Yeah.
You save no people. No.
kill people.
Adam. Adam.
Okay, you do what you can, Periwinkle. You go around and what you can do, though, is a lot because halflings are not nearly as strong as you.
Correct.
So you do, you're like kind of the excavation equipment that they needed.
Great. Just kind of curry some favor with halflings.
Smart.
You go to...
I don't help any red-headed halflings, though, if there are any.
Mm.
I just push them back into the rubble. Vaguely Irish, I just push them back in.
Not all of them are part of the mob.
I can't tell at this point.
How's all this?
Hi.
Fuck.
How's the lows?
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah. How serious are you about this?
Not that serious.
It's unfortunate.
What would have happened?
Well, if you'd said lows, nothing would have happened. But if you'd said highs, like, you would have actually met a member of the mob.
And killed him.
And you would have crushed him, yeah.
Damn it. Mm. Should have said highs. Oh, well.
Mm. Ba-pow. So, you go to what's left of Little Low's restaurant.
Shit. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm out of a job.
See you later,
Grease
Boy.
They're always going to need grease.
That's the trick about grease.
The wagon that you use to transport the grease tarpaulins is knocked over to the side.
Mm.
Like, a bunch of the used tarpaulins are just all over the place.
Oh,
it's
man.
The grease is, like, kind of a hazard for people, and they have to steer clear of it. You see a single halfling arm poking out from the wreckage.
Oh, no. I go have a quick, whose arm?
This would be handy if I had stayed with you, I guess.
I'm like,
you shift some of the wreckage. It's just like a person who worked in the kitchen.
Oh, man. Jimmy.
Jimmy was a halfling. He's now
he was
quartering.
All right. He was going narrow. He was on the straight and narrow, that one. He wasn't part of
he
it.
Was gonna, he was going to get out.
He was going to get out.
I could have been a contender.
He could have
been. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
Instead of a bum.
Yeah.
Well, look. That's
under a building.
Life on the streets, man.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you work for the mob. Anyway,
somewhere
yes.
in the distance, you begin to hear violins.
What the fuck is violins?
It's the little
violins. It's the halfling instrument.
Oh.
As it's sometimes referred to. Violins, the halfling instrument.
I feel like this is going to be like a little O...
Hobbit guitars, some people call them.
It's going to be like, this is going to be a halfling funeral procession
with
little
like
O
it.
In it, I reckon.
Is the building, anyone there? Is Papa Little O?
You search around the back of the building and you can see in like a beer garden type thing that the restaurant had.
Yep.
There's Little sitting in a chair. Staring at like a plate of spaghetti.
I'm like, Lil, you all right?
I'm fine.
Where's Papa?
He's at home.
He's okay?
He's okay.
Okay.
He starts like shifting the spaghetti around with a fork.
Eat the spaghetti.
Do you need some salt? Is it just not seasoned? Ask him like, is he okay? Like, what can I get him anything?
Rosita.
Where's Rosita?
She was in the building.
Oh, no.
My nearly wife.
If you could somehow get a message to me, I could dig through the wreckage to see if I could find her for him.
Is she can, like, do we know?
I don't know. He turns around, you see he's, like, tearing up.
I try and move some rubble.
No halfling is strong enough to do what you need to do.
I'll be back. And I run to try and find O'Rourke here, my Captain O'Rourke.
Captain O'Rourke, you were just about to push a halfling back under when you realize he's got black hair and you're just like fire in your eyes, not on his hair.
Oh, I thought you were.
But you're doing good. You're making good work. You're like not completely excavated a building, but like three buildings in the block. You've gotten pretty much everyone that could be gotten out.
Periwinkle, come. Periwinkle, we need you. I need you.
Okay. I'll be back, folks. I'll be back.
Charge back to where the Little O restaurant is.
I'm going
to
now assume.
Like little
a carriage is pulled up, and slowly ambling out of it is a very morose looking Papa Little O.
We need to find Papa. Is it your daughter, not granddaughter, yeah?
It's his daughter.
Rosita might be under the rubble. Can you help?
I'll see if I can find your daughter for you, Papa Little O.
He just kind of like nods a little bit. Like you can see him tearing up a little bit as well.
Please. Almost feel sorry for him.
Bring her back to me.
Digging through the rubble, looking for Rosita.
And maybe some sneaky health potions.
And maybe sneaky health potions. Heist.
You're going at it for a solid half hour until finally you start reaching the kitchen. You shift this massive wall, like an entire wall has come down, still intact.
Oh yeah, let's go.
You push it over so that it slams into the backyard. A bunch of halflings have come and started helping you. Little is here as well. He's like, finally, it took him a little bit, but he found himself.
He finished his spaghetti, helping. He's good.
That's what the power
his spaghetti is going cold in the beer garden.
Oh, that's the saddest thing of all.
But yeah, when you shift to this massive wall, you hear like a squeaking sound almost from somewhere, like vaguely where the lard would be, or the larder, where they keep like lard and stuff like that.
I keep excavating.
You keep going? Highs or lows?
Lows.
You shift some more walls, you shift some more rubble. You pick up this massive door, and as you lift it, you can tell that the door had been propped up by the doorway, and cowering underneath the door is a very dusty and slightly bruised Rosita.
We saved her!
Oh, good.
Up we go! Do I scoop her up out of the wreckage?
She clings on to you.
And then I just tightly. Kind of...
Little and Papa Little Low rush over to you.
I kind of awkwardly just... give them back their daughter and then just like stand back. Did I find any health potions?
You brought my daughter back from the death.
He grabs you and he kisses you on the forehead.
Hawks don't do kissing.
I could never repay you.
I could think of one way.
Thank you. Anything.
The Shorefoots took my wife and I want to get her back.
No one fucks with family.
Yes!
Part of the fam.
I'm happy that I'm in a criminal family.
Just like desperate the end times. Of Zootopia. It's fine.
Yeah.
Little is like propping Rosita up as they move back to the wagon. He gestures,
come with me. We come back to my estate.
Let's go. Back to the little.
You head out of town towards the little estate.
Oh,
yes.
Is it Zootopia?
I feel maybe. I'm imagining him as a shrew now.
Yeah, me too. Right.
It's easy to picture.
Meanwhile. Pierce,
yes.
You're making your way towards the guardhouse in the militia-controlled sector of the city.
Okay, I'd like to find an alleyway where I can sneak out with a brick wall in it. Just want to duck into an alley with a brick wall.
Yeah, sure. That happens.
I'd like to slam my face against the brick wall and bloody myself up so I look like I've been damaged.
Okay. You're going to give yourself some... Well, you're going to take some damage during
that's
that.
That's fine.
You only take like a point of damage. That's enough. Yeah, a wound on the head, you start bleeding profusely. Right.
Oh, fuck, this is amazing. This is like watching Greg piss in his element.
Okay, and then I'd like to approach the militia.
HQ, yeah.
HQ, and I'd like to start screaming, "We've been compromised! We've been compromised!" as I approach. We need to get everybody out! Everybody out! Because I remember, you guys didn't tell them what you did with me.
Another risky plan from Greg Pierce. Will it pay off? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.